The law is once you eat it and you swallow it, b'shas you swallow it, it's matam of the person. It becomes like an avatumah when you swallow it. So since the bird by itself will have an avatumah when you swallow it, so even now if you just touch it, you're not tamei, but it could be mekabel tumas oichlin, or the tamei just by touching it. And therefore it does not need hechsher. So back to our question here, what do we need hechsher for? This behemoth will have a tumas nevela. So Machisti Chisti says, hold the yochel agarua ulamida pokos mikzayas. Okay, this animal right now, it's not totally dead yet, there's no tumas nevela on it. It's the only question that's called an oichel. But I'll tell you, since right now you could cut up this animal into pieces, and each piece would be less than the size of a kezayis, so then it has no tumas nevela. Tumas nevela is only on a kezayis of meat. So since it's possible to go or to schlep or to drag it apart, will Amida make this whole animal into less than a kezayis, so it's possible there'll be no tumas nevela. Therefore, if you wanted to have a tumas oichla now, yes, it needs heksher. That's Chizkiyus Chiddush. We learned like this. Shochat po shnayim. Right, I think it's by a behemoth tamei we're talking about over here, that a Jew is shechting a behemoth tamei, the chiddush of our Mishnah, for a guy. So it says, shochat po shnayim, the Jew made a shechita on two simonim, or rave shnayim. Good, he made a kosher shechita, but the animal is still shaking, moving around, it's not totally dead yet. So Chizki Yamachist himself says, Emily Yavorim, we do not consider this meat as if right now it's torn apart, and there should be called an Isser Eva Menachai on it, like we'll soon see. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Yeshlin Yavorim, we consider this piece of meat now as if it's torn apart, and therefore as if you tore a piece of meat off it while it's still Mephachesis. Kolzaman, the animal is jumping around still, it has no Tumas Nevela, so it's Siddur Achai. And therefore, if you pull off meat off it, it has an Isser Eva Menachai, and it will remain also for goy teeth from it. So now, Chizki, Yom Chizki says, no, now the animal is totally, it's whole, it's a complete animal, we do not consider as if you pulled off any meat right now, that's called Enoli Yavorim. Therefore, why? Mesi. Why? Because Chizki all consider the Mesa right now. So since it's a Mesa right now, it has no Isser Eva Menachai. Eva Menachai is only before the animal is totally dead. If you pull off a piece of meat, it remains an Isser on that piece of meat. Chizki Mashmolds here know that once you made a shechita on this animal, it's called totally dead, and therefore, like, even if you would pull off a piece of meat right now, there would be no Isser Eva Menachai. So if it's called totally dead right now, so how could Chizki before say it has no Tumas Nevela? Because you may cut it up into pieces before it's totally dead. Mashmir Chizki calls it totally dead right now. As soon as you made a shechita on it, right now he says, Emily Yavorim, there's no Isser Eva Menachai, why not Av Minariz? Because it's totally dead. So it's a stero. Is the animal considered totally dead after the shechita or not? Before Rabbi Yochanan Chizki said, no, it's not called totally dead. There's no Issa, there's no Tuma Nevela yet. And therefore you may cut it up into small pieces, they'll never have a Tumas Nevela. And therefore you're saying it needs Sarach Hechsher, Mayim. And here Chizki is saying, Mashmano, that even if you cut off a piece of meat from it right now, it has no Issa Reza Menachai, the animal is considered dead. Rabbi Yochanan Namano, Yeshnu Yavorim, we do consider this Yavorim. Why? Lav Mesi, it's not called a Mesi, it's not dead yet. And therefore, if you pull off a piece of meat right now, there would be an Isser Eva Menachai from it. So it's a stira. Omlei sounds like this. The Shan Chizki is, Yotzeso Michlal Chaya. Enechnam, it's not called a live animal yet. Therefore, there's no Isser Eva Menachai on it. But a Lechal Mesele Bos, but again, the Tumas Nevela, that's totally dead. It's not 100% dead. It's not called alive, but it's not called dead. So therefore, again, to the Isser Eva Menachai, he holds there's no Isser. Because if you pull off a piece of meat right now, it's not called alive. So it has no Isser Eva Menachai. But does it have Tumas Nevela yet? No, it's not called Mesa. Gufo, we just say, Shokha Boshnaim, you made a shechita to Simonim. Or Roshnaim, drove it. Fredan, with the guys, they're still moving around. Chit, Giyon, Enel, Yavorm, there's no Isser Eva Menachai in this animal. If you can know me, Yesh Nevorm, yes, there is an Isser Eva Menachai. Omer Reb Lodi, Shino, Nokot, Lehot, Reb Yochanan, Be Yodoch, keep Reb Yochanan's words, he's right. The Tana Rabosh Kavosh, Rabosh also learns like this. The Tana Rabosh Yo. Yisrael Sheshokot Beimet Tamilat Rechov. Look at our Mishnah. A Jew shechs a pig for a guy. So it's like this. Shokot Poshnaim, he shechs two simonim, a roshnaim, rosh simonim, with a ches, and the animal still moving around. Metama Tumas Echlin. it could be metame tumas as the chiddush, like our Mishnah. Even though there's no head to teach it really, still it has a tumas echlin right now. Avolo tumas avela, but it has no tumas avela. So you see clearly, it's not called a mesa completely. It has no tumas avela, and still avra perushimenu to perushmenachai. And if you pull off a piece of meat now, yes, it would have an issa avim menachai. The same thing with bosa perushimenu, kabosa perushmenachai. There's two issum: there's avim menachai and there's bosa menachai. And therefore, the yosl of neimerech that a goy cannot eat from this meat. Even if the animal really dies, still we consider that this meat was pulled off before, I'm not sure it's considered, or in the case we did pull off the meat, but the meat came off before it really died, so it was chal nisr avim and a chai on it, and it remains also to regret eat it. So it's a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. Shvatz will be shokot ba'ech, let's say the Jew only shechs one simon of the pig, or rov echod, then nothing. Ein matam with the mesbech is not called an echod at all, since it's not totally dead, it's not called an echod yet. Nochra, let's say make a mechiri, strangle it. Ainba tuma shaklim. Oh, same thing, it means nothing. The animal is not dead yet until it's totally dead. Even though it's still moving around, it has no tumor. It's not called an echo yet. What's the idea of the Kachov and the Goy Shashaka Dei Maternal Yisrael? That's the opposite of Goy, Shechs, a cow, for a Jew. Mufaches is moving around, so also the Chiddish, the Tama Tumas Oichon the Chiddish. But even though there's no head to teach from the meat, but since the Shechita was done to it, it has Tumas Oichon. Avalo Tumas Avelo, but it's not dead yet, it has Tumas Avelo. If you pull up a piece of meat right now, there would be an Isra of Menachai. And the guy cannot eat from this even after the Nefesh came out. Because since the guy made the Shechit, there's no Heter Shechit, the Jew sure cannot eat from it. So in the Gaya Tadim with B'nai Noach, his Isra of Menachai remains also. What's going to be shock of the echo that Goy makes one simon or rave echo? The same thing, any Tumas Echlin means nothing. There's no shechita done at all, so since the animal is still alive, there's no Tumas Echlin. Nochor, the same thing, if you strangle it. Ain't but Tumas Echlin, the same thing. Kozman, it's not totally dead if it's moving around. It's still called the Ksaf Chai. It has no Tumas Echlin. When the animal's alive, it has no Tumas Echlin. Shock of the Kozman, the Mokim, Shonaisim, Mr. Trey. Let's say a Goy started the shechita. He didn't make it into a tray for yet. Well, boy, you saw the Gomer, the Jew comes and finishes off the Shechita by regular cow. Kshera, it's a good Shechita. Since the Goy's beginning meant nothing, he just cut the skin. What's going to be Shokot Yisrael? Let's say a Jew started the Shechita. Then the Mokum Shreisot Trevi, the Mokum Shreisot Trevi, we made a big cut, a small cut, but a Vodach Chavim Gomer Shechita, so the Goy comes and finishes off the Shechita, Sula. That's a lot of Goy can make a Shechita. So the Goy finishes off the Shechita, you need his cutting to make a Shechita, or Goy can't make a Shechita. Now somebody wants to eat from an animal before it's really dead, so he writes its mutter. Chaytik kezayich b'otim, yes, you made a shechit, it's kosher teeth, so cut off a kezayich meat, mi based shechitos, in place where you shecht it, or molcha yaf yafa, salt it very well, or madicha yaf yafa, just wash it off, make sure there's no blood on the outside of it, but midrabonin, umantla shtechen afsha, you should wait until the animal dies completely. Rashi says only with the rabbanim, but with the rice that once you made a shechita, that's matter to meat eat. The echlei and echad the kovni echad yisrael matorim bayi. Even a guy could eat this meat, even a real tevim and a chai. But that's the klal. Once it's mutter for Yisrael, there's nothing that's mutter for Yisrael. It's also to a guy.
Now the Gemara says again, misayla leRavidi beRavin. Should we know the proof to Ravidi beRavin? The Yom Ravidi beRavin. He says, Om Rav Yitzchak, name of Rav Yitzchak, Bar Ashiyan, that Haroitzi Sheyavri. Somebody wants to stay healthy. So chaytich, he should cut off kezayis bosek, kezayis of meat, mi beis shechita, from the place of the shechita means by the neck, right after you make the shechita, even when the animal is still moving around, or molcha yofi yofi, you could salt that meat very well, or madicha yofi yofi, and then you should wash it off very well to make sure there's no blood on the outside, or mamtimlo, and then you should wait, achetetze nafsho, wait until the animal dies first. Like Rashi says, this is only the rabbanon dekalocha. That me the raisa vada, once you make a shchit, it's mutter to eat it right away. It's only mid rabbanon though, it's not smach the rashi brings down, but smach the rabbanon biyalmihi, with Ashna Posikov, that the Moran Selegin says, minayin lechem a behema kodim shtetzi nashe shubalefa fei, you should not eat from a behema before it really dies, before the nefesh goes out. Shnema le techlo al adam. Rashi says about the son, and you smach the rabbanon biyalmihu. For a kopon mid rabbanon though, you should not eat from the meat until ashtetzi nashe. Again, the locher is again echad of the kachavim, whether it's a goy v'echad yisrael matorim boy, that even a goy or a yid is allowed to eat from this. So by a Jew pshita, the chiddush is even though by a goy the chur shchita doesn't mean anything. Samaita, the animal still alive, let there be an Yisra'ezim in a chai. Perhaps the crowd know that since it's mutter for Yisro, teed it, and by Yisro, the pshat is, since he made a good shchit, and shchit is matter completely, Samaita, Ruadin, even a guy is lao salati to eat it. Because we don't have anything that's mutter to a Jew, it's also to a guy. Yes, I call upon the Gemara we had before about Yeshtin Levorm and a Levorm. Itaka means, again, the case there was where you made a Goy or a Jew made a Shechita on a Behemoth Temeya before you made a Shechita on a Behemoth Temeya, I'm going to ask the Goy should eat from it. And the question is now, before it dies completely, cut off a piece of meat, would there be an Yisra'evim and a Chai for Goy or not? That was my focus before Chizkiya and Rabbi Yechanan. But not that you, it means, not if you don't, only if you cut off. If you cut off a piece of meat at that time, that was a shiloh, would there be chal nisra eva menachai or not? And we'll talk about the Rabbi Yechanan before that it would be also for a guy. That lamaisa, if somebody pulled off a piece of meat off the animal before it was taitse nafsha, even though a shchita was done on it, and even though it has tumas eichlin, but again, since it's a behemoth tameya, so lamaisa is not muta beachilo. It's only Yisroel to say it's called an oichel enough for tumas oichel to be chal on it. But the ma'isa is still called the chai, still called the lie, like Rabbi Yechanan said. And therefore, there would be an Yisroel even in a chai on it. Because the Yasser for goy teeth from that meat. So the only eitzer it is, he has to wait until the animal dies completely, and then he could cut off a piece of meat, then eat that animal. Now the Gemara says, boy, you reb loz, reb loz, yes, a shal like this. Show you bo. Let's say you waited in between. Again, the stomach on a behemoth, Temeya, where the Jew is making the shechita, and after goy should eat from it, and he started to make the shechita, but he had tzulim in the shechita. He waited in between the shechita, shoyabo, rels dorazbo, rels he trampled it, he pushed the knife down. So ma, what's the locha? Is that called the shechita enough to give it a shame to Masechlin? Or maybe no, the shechita means nothing. So omalai Yehud Saba, the Saba said back, that hochem yidru Rabbi Yechanan, that Srika Hechsher Shechita Kibahema Tahira Kibahema Tahira, that it needs a kosher Shechita. That the Mishnah says, if a Jew makes a Shechita in a Behema Tameyam, that it has a Tumas Eichlin, that's only if you made a kosher Shechita. But over here, that you made a Shi or a Doris, that you waited in between, you pressed down on the knife, you didn't make a kosher Shechita, that means nothing. Mechlin Srika Hechsher Shechita Kibahema Tahira. Someone says, no, Hechsh Lamai, what does it mean you have to have a Hechsher? What does the Hechsher mean over here? The Rashi says, the Mai Hilchasa Kedaya Kuli Hai Hechsher Shechita B'Toyra. What do you mean to Medai Deloshin so much? A Hechsher Shechita B'Toyra? Just say you have to have a Kosher Shechita. What's this extra Loshin of that has to be a Hechsher Shechita Kedaya B'Toyra? So my answer is, Amar Hashemol Ba'i Yitzchak, the Dika Sakin, I mean to say you have to even check out the knife before the Shechita, even that. When the Jew again shech the behemoth tonight, you have to even check out the sakin. Now, boy, minera b'zera moshesis. B'zera sound for moshesis. Ma'u shetatel ala b'luyim shebeteichai. Now, we know the loch is when a behemoth is alive, and let's say it swallows a ring, and then the behemoth goes into a house and a mace is there. So even though there's a tumas oil, so the mace is matam everything in the house, but what's b'lua, what's swallowed up inside the animal, does not receive any tumah. That's only when the animal's alive. If the animal is dead, though, the animal itself is makabel tumah. So then what's inside it is also makabel tumah. So that's our shaila now, again, in the case of the Mishnah, where the Jew made the shechita on this behemoth tumeya. And before it died, before it's taken out, the tumah facheses, do we consider it like it's meisa ready to say that it's not matzel? Or no, lemaisa, the animal's still alive, it would protect the ring inside and not to makabel tumah. So Amalei said back to him, listen, mitama tumas oichlin umatelis, that the Mishnah says, as soon as you make the shechita, it has a shame oichol to be makabel tumas oichlin. So if the behemoth, the meat is makabel tumas oichlin, avada can't protect you from tumas meis, avada what's inside it would become tummy. Amalei said back to him, no, eina mitama tumas nevelos, but listen, the meat is not called dead yet, the animal does not have tumas nevelos. So the light tatzel shouldn't it save it, like for sure it's a sword, should protect it still. The mice of the animal still called alive, we see it's not, it doesn't have tumas nevela. So it should protect it. On Rabbaya, Abaya says, Enechnami, Eina matzeles ala blue shabateche, no. He should know that this animal cannot protect what's blue inside it. So a metama tumas eichlin. Because Lamaisa, since the shrit was done to it, and it was done with Shem Achilo, even though it's a behemoth to me, it's not matter of Achilo, for I call upon the shrit in Eisa, but it's called an Eichel, to be Matama to Masechun. So once it has Sheikhas to Tumma, it can't be matter, it can't protect you anymore. And also, the Haraveya, if a man lives with this animal right now, Haraveya is Chayah, the man is Chayah Misa. To Eina Matama to Masevela, because Lamaisa, the animal is not called dead completely yet. It has no tumas avela. So negay to the Yisra Rosei, it's still called a chai. And therefore, a man will be chai of Misa for living with this behemah. That that we said, a man is Revei behemah, so the behemah is alive, the behemah is dead, he's not chai of Misa for it. So negay to Revei, since it's not a avela, it would be chai. But negay to say, it will be matzuyu, menatuma, that's a slow, even though the animal is called alive, but since it has already tumas eichom, whenever it has shaykhus to tumor, the male can't be matzah from tumas ameis. Now, if you do aimer olul, back to the mission, if you hold this olul, the skin, the meat that's on the skin, if you gather it together and have a kizayi, it's a chayy mishum nevela. So, Amar Rav, who mevusha konsul, that a person himself had to gather together that kizayi for meat, that shows you have got to use it. I believe this for the next daf. Just one part on Omer, we learned in Omer Aleph here. That the question was, by the Olul, if you have a machshava, then it's mistar. So more is the question, you have a machshava, titus, mit, lechurch, yumatama by itself. Small guy gave two truths in. Chad was mitzosai chishav olov, the chadov mitzosai potos achaya. So Pshat, as Rashi says, you machashiv tit half of it, the other half not. And you don't know which half yes, which half no, so together it's mistar with other meat. Same thing, mitzosa potosa chai means that a chai of a kelev bit off that meat. So that meat, for sure, you're not mevata to the skin. That meat would be metama. But the other meat that's still left on the skin, that should be mevata. So we don't know which is which. That's the halacha by itself, taka, we're not yimakabutuma. But our koponim, it's mitzaref with other things to mashtun the shir. But siref it is, because for sure, like chatzir, the part of it is a meichel. So that part of it would be mitzaref. Shear to make a tumas open on it. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape. Yeah, we're holding daf Kufchov Beis Amar Aleph. So the last Gemara again was the two dots was that Reb Yehuda Amar Olul. Reb Yehuda said again in the Mishnah that Olul he holds that if you mechanish, you put it together and get a kezai, you see chayv olov, rather than this novella on it. Some Rav Huna said, "V'husha konsu." That if you have a kezayis together means that you scraped it off from the skin, because you are machshavit, and therefore now it has a nisn nevela. It's called like besor yichayv olov. But if it happened me'ilov, then you'd be potter. It'd be like bottle to the skin. It wouldn't have a shame or besor on it. It's only because the person himself scraped off this extra meat that was still attached to the skin. Now the Yom Rav Huna says. If you have again your filleted, you skin the animal, you took off the skin off the animal, and there's still some meat attached to the skin, and you have it two different places, each one has a chatzi zayis of meat left on the skin, so together you have a complete zayis, that's called shnei chatzoi zayisim, two hairs of a zayis that's still attached to the skin. So lachur is hor mevatlon, that the Yoros Mavato, we do not consider this Bosor to be Bosor, it has no Tumas Eichlon on it, it has no Tumas Mavela on it, it's bottled to the skin. Yeah, now Daf Kuf Chav Vezim and Aleph on top.